Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechta Sidyas, Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph. Our Mishnah begins, Heyed Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseda. Yeshua ben Beseda testified on that day, Al Dam Nevelois, Shehu Tahar. A Nevela, as we have already learned, is the carcass, it's the body of a non-kosher animal, or for that matter, even a kosher animal that died without Shechita. Now you're not allowed to eat from the meat of a Nevela, and also the meat of a Nevela is Tame. But Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseda testified his Mesoida from his Rebbeim that the blood of a Nevela is Tahar. Is it completely Tahar, says about to know? No, this is what it means. Meat from a Nevela is Tame, even if it's only a Kazayas. Whereas the blood of a Nevela is not Tame, unless you have at least a Revius, which is larger than a Kazayas. And if you remember, this is the Shita of the Beis Hillel in Perik Hey, Mishnah Aleph. Vayter Zakta Mishnah, Heyed Rab Shimon Ben Seira al Eifer Chatas. Rab Shimon Ben Seira said Eidus about the ashes. And when the Mishnah says Chatas over here, the Mishnah is referring to the Paraduma. And they're in a single keli. The din is, Shenoga Tami Bimiktsasai, if someone who's Tame touched some of the ashes, even just one piece of ash, Shetime Eskulai, you should know he makes all of them Tame. Because the keli combines them into one mitzias, one entity, so to speak. Memel, if you touch one of them, it's like touching all of them. Do you remember what a tfulyaim is? Tfulyaim is a person or keli that tivled himself or was tivled. So when one comes out of the mikveh, he's tar, but not completely tar. The complete tahara sets in the evening. From the time that he tivles himself or you tivle a keli, he's still a little tameh. He's at the level of a sheni latuma, that's called a tfulyaim. And again, that applies both to a person and a keli that was tivled. Zakta Mishnah, Haisiv Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva added on to the Eidus of Rabbi Yeshua ben Seda. Ala Silas, in regard to the flower of Menachis. Vala Ktoires Valavain, in regard to the Ktoires and the Levaina of Menachis. Vagachalim, in regard to the coals that were taken from the Mizbeach to be Makdir the Ktoires on them. If one of these things was laying in a keli, and Shenogat Ful Yoim B'miktsasam, a Tful Yoim, touched one of them, Shepasal Eskulam, it passels everything in the keli. Pasal means you can't be makrivit. So really, what's Rabbi Akiva adding to what Rabbi Yeshua ben Seira already told us about the ashes that are in a keli? From Rabbi Yeshua ben Seira, we learn only that a regular Tamei person, if he touches part of it, the rest becomes Tamei. Rabbi Kiva teaches us that this halacha is nogeya even when the person is a tefilya. And that was the second testimony of Rabbi Yeshua ben Seira. The first one again was that the blood of an Avela is Tahar unless you have a revius of it.